two top Republicans are reacting to the House January 6th committee's referral of criminal charges against former President Trump. The Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell did not name Trump when he said in a statement, "The entire nation knows who is responsible for that day. Beyond that, I do not have any immediate observations." Mike Pence, Trump's former vice president, told Fox News that he did not think the Department of Justice should indict Trump.
I hope the Justice Department understands the magnitude of the very idea of indicting a former president of the United States. I think that would be terribly divisive in the country at a time when the American people want to see us heal.
Let's get the view of a constitutional law professor on the referrals and the broader picture surrounding them. Aziz Huq teaches law at the University of Chicago. Professor, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
So, Mike Pence says an indictment would be terribly divisive for the country. Do you agree?
I think that former Vice President Pence is right that an indictment would bring real risks. We see around the world a pattern of criminal charges being brought against former leaders in nations that are less than democratic. And to see the transition of political power being followed by criminal charges would be a first in the United States. Mm-hmm. And it would be a potentially hazardous precedent, even if it's justified in this case.
Okay. Now, you write that, you know, coming off the January 6th committee's criminal referrals, if we focus too much on that and the events of January 6th, we might be missing some blind spots in our democracy and in our system. And one of them is that before January 6th, Trump and company had kind of a plan A. What was that?
One of the great services that the January 6th committee has done is to show the extensive efforts that former President Trump and his allies went to use the weak spots in our electoral mechanisms to try and fraudulently claim victory. They focused upon state administrators of elections. They focused upon slates of presidential electors. And they focused upon the role of the House and the vice president in counting votes. Criminal referrals are all well and good, but do not solve the weaknesses at each of those earlier points in our presidential election system. It looks like Congress will act on the weaknesses of the electoral counting process in the form of a reform to the Electoral Count Act. But other parts of that process remain vulnerable to the same kind of manipulation or machinations that we saw in December and January after the November 2020 elections.
Well, and speaking of those, John Eastman, who is a lawyer for former President Trump, is still making a complicated legal case that is now part of a suit before the U.S. Supreme Court. This is very complicated. It's called the Independent State Legislature Theory, but is the upshot that states could get the freedom to bring additional mischief in future elections?
Absolutely. Professor Eastman's idea is pretty simple. It's the idea that a state legislature has carte blanche when it comes to setting rules for federal elections. That was the theory that he advanced to President Trump in December of 2020. And it's a variant of that theory is being advanced by Professor Eastman in an amicus brief that he's filed before the U.S. Supreme Court. It could well be that a majority of the court accepts a weaker version of this idea that leaves state legislatures open or capable of exercising discretion around how to count votes in close elections in ways that are deeply troubling and anti-democratic.
Yeah. One other crack in the foundation that you identify is that election deniers are still in the U.S. Congress, many of them. Should there be, in your view, some kind of accountability mechanism?
Well, the Constitution has an accountability mechanism for people who are involved in insurrections. That was included in the 14th Amendment that was ratified after the Civil War. The problem with the 14th Amendment mechanism, however, is that there is no structure through which it can be applied. Congress ideally would enact a statute that screened potential members for involvement or support of insurrections. That would be in my view, a very important reform, although I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, okay. And you also worry in an article that criminal referrals could actually embolden a next Trump, as it were, to try even harder to do something like that. We will link to your article on our website. Aziz Huq teaches law at the University of Chicago. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, Scott.